You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Resource Centre, presented to you by Alliance Bank. It's banking made personal.
Good afternoon. This is Resource Centre on Enterprise. Frida Liu here, and we're talking about the Personal Data Protection Act this afternoon. What exactly is this? How will it affect you as an individual and organisation? Well, Joanna Liu from Deloitte Consulting Malaysia will try to explain to us. And we'll start off with an overview of what the Personal Data Protection Act is, or PDPA. What exactly is this?
Hi, Frida. The Personal Data Protection Act 2010, also known as PDPA, was gazetted by the Malaysian government in June 2010 for the purpose of regulating the collection, processing, storage and also usage of personal data. And the Act applies to any person who processes or has control over processing the personal data in respect of commercial transactions. Now, those personal data has to be processed in Malaysia or even uses an equipment in Malaysia. I think perhaps before I move on, let me explain what is personal data. In short, personal data is any information that can be used to identify a person in respect of commercial transaction, be it directly or indirectly. Now, directly would be, for example, a name, Frida, Joanna, IC number, passport number, or even employee ID. Now, interestingly, indirectly means something that can imply a person. For example, you know about this lady who wears a green color blouse today, and she works in this office every day. So that also comprises of indirectly identifying a person. Now, furthermore, the Act also stresses on the proper handling of sensitive personal data, yeah, such as physical or mental health, our religious beliefs, political opinion, and also offences. So those will now be classified as sensitive data. So that means PDPA impacts everyone, yeah, from individuals to organisations.
Yeah, and we're generally very free with giving information anyway as Malaysians.
Correct.
But when you talk about, I just want to, and I guess we'll address this a little later as well, but when you talk about not disclosing your religious beliefs and everything, sometimes all this information is available on your ID and we give that away. But anyway, I'm digressing. So, so obviously it doesn't only affect commercial transactions. Or does it only affect commercial transactions?
Yeah, it affects only commercial transactions. And commercial transaction means anything that is commercial in nature that includes exchange of goods and services. So if you look at it, it applies to the relationship of a company with their customers, as well as employer and employee.
Okay, so that's commercial transactions. So what are the seven data protection principles?
Okay, there are some principles in the Act which we must clearly understand, but they're quite detailed. So I think I'll share with you just the essence of the principles today. Now, the first principle is general principle. It mentions that a data user, that means a company, must obtain consent from the data subject, people like you and me, individuals, before collecting and processing the personal data. So the key word here is obtaining consent. And the personal data collected is of adequate and not excessive in relation to that purpose. Now, just take, for example, for customer details to join a membership. Now, you should not ask for sensitive information such as, like you mentioned, religious beliefs or even mental health if they are not relevant. Yeah, unless you can justify that, yes, you need that because of certain reasons.
Right.
Yeah. And there are also some clauses around how should sensitive data be processed, yeah, in general principle. Now, second principle talks about notice and choice. A data user shall inform by written notice to a data subject. That means, like, for example, a company should inform in writing to their customers or to their employee that their personal data is being processed by them, the purpose of collecting those data, the right of the individual or the employee to request for access, yeah, and also the choice given to them for limiting the processing of those personal data. For example, if you register for a training, yeah, in your form, registration form, you should indicate how you're going to use those data. Is it for the purpose of processing the training application and nothing else? So that will become important moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah. So, of course, the next question you may ask is probably when we required to give notice to the data subject. Now, notice shall be given as soon as practicable. So that means at the time you collect the data, yeah, probably in the form, and before it is disclosed to any third party.
I like this as soon as practical, because it doesn't say anything.
Okay, the third principle, disclosure principle. No personal data should be disclosed without the consent of the data subject. So it is very important from now onwards that you must get the consent from the data subject, individuals, before you're allowed to disclose them to any other party.
Okay, one of the things I guess here also, I guess when you deal with your marketing people, in the marketing aspect, sometimes people say, oh, we need to make a purchase, and they ask you for credit card details over the phone. Is that going to be allowed in the future? Yes, you have agreed, but where is the evidence of that? Is this going to be something that we will have to worry about?
Yes, I think firstly you have to ask the company, why do you need this information? For payment purpose, of course, they will require your credit card. I mean, that's okay. But more than that, you have the right to then ask them, what is the purpose and do you really need it?
Right. Okay. All right. So that was three principles. Yeah.
Correct. The fourth principle will be on security. So a data user or a company needs to take practical steps to protect the personal data from any loss, misuse, modification, unauthorized or accidental access, alteration or destruction. Now, what this means is that companies must now have measures in place to protect their customers' and employees' data, such as having policies and procedures, and also the necessary security to protect their IT systems in which personal data is stored. Giving proper training to their staffs in handling personal data is also crucial.
Right, okay. And again, practical is subject to
interpretation.
Yeah. The fifth one.
Fifth one is a retention principle. Personal data processed for any purpose shall not be kept longer than is necessary for fulfillment of the purpose. And it's also the duty of the data user or the company to take reasonable steps to ensure that personal data is destroyed or permanently deleted if they are no longer required. Now, I normally receive questions around here as to how long should data be kept based on statutory requirements for 7 years. However, companies must also look at other regulations governing their own industry. Yeah, to make sure that they comply with that.
Okay.
The sixth principle is on data integrity. Pretty straightforward. Basically, the data user or the company should take reasonable steps to ensure that the personal data is accurate, complete, not misleading, and also kept up to date. So again, they have to put in place policies and procedures to make sure that their customer data or their employee data to be up to date, not misleading and complete.
Okay, the final one.
The final one is on access principle. That means data subject shall be given their rights and access to their own personal data and to have the ability to correct the data if they find that's inaccurate. Here means as customers, I should have an avenue to access or to look at my personal data kept by the company. And also if we find that it's inaccurate or not up to date, we can
have
actually
the right
ask the company to update that.
Okay. Yeah. So are there any exclusions or exceptions to the rule?
Exclusions and exceptions. Exclusions from the Act will be that federal and state government will not be covered. So anything that the federal and state government collect from us will not be covered by the Act. And also any data processed outside Malaysia, unless, of course, the personal data is intended to be further processed in Malaysia. The other interesting thing is personal data used for family or recreational purpose is not covered. So, for example, if you're collecting data for your family tree, you get all the bio data of your family and you accidentally lost it, it's not covered by the Act.
All right. So what are the new obligations for now? I know I'm covering a few things here. Employer-employee relationships, mergers and acquisitions, and professional services.
Okay. In order to comply with the seven principles, it's imperative for organizations to put in place an effective Personal Data Protection and Privacy Framework. Now, take, for example, employer-employee relationship. Here, it means that the HR practices from now onwards, you know, they have to look at the seven principles of the Act and start to implement policies around it, for example, in getting their employees' consent before processing their personal data, and also to inform them of the usage of the data, and also give them the choice, notice and choice for them to make amendments to those personal data. For mergers and acquisition, just give an example, when two companies merge, they need to inform their customers and obtain consent from them that their data is now being processed by the new enlarged entity. As for professional services firms such as Deloitte, we are very stringent when it comes to protecting customers' data. We have to abide by our global privacy policies, and also at times in projects, we are required to sign a non-disclosure agreement with our clients.
All right. Yeah. And we'll talk about the Personal Data Protection Act from an individual's perspective with Joanna Liu from Deloitte Consulting Malaysia in just a moment. Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Resource Centre on Enterprise. Frida Liu speaking to Joanna Liu from Deloitte Consulting Malaysia. We're talking about the Personal Data Protection Act. Earlier on, we covered the seven data protection principles, new obligations for employer-employee relationships, M&As, and also professional services. Now, what about for individuals?
Very simple. Know your rights. That's the first step for everyone. Now, in the Act, it stipulates that data subject or individuals have the following rights. The rights to access, rights to correct, rights to withdraw consent, rights to prevent processing for purposes of direct marketing, and rights to prevent processing likely to cause damage or distress.
Okay. Now, there are also rights specifically relating to processing of personal data for direct marketing purposes. So, what do you mean by that?
Okay. This is very interesting because I think most of us would have, you know, received promotional SMSs.
Oh.
It's quite annoying at times. And moving forward, what happens is with those principles in place, we can now provide notice in writing to the data user or the company, whereby upon receiving that notice, the company has to cease processing for all purpose of direct marketing immediately. Now, if you realize they don't do so, the good thing is in the future, we can bring this up to the commissioner.
All right. Yeah. So like most SMSs, you should usually end off with opt-out option, right?
Correct.
So that's fine.
Correct.
Then they would have complied with everything. If you opt out, then they shouldn't be sending.
Yes, they should give that option to opt-in or opt-out. Yeah.
Now, what happens if information goes overseas? And online now, everything's going to go overseas.
Now, the Act states that information shall not be transferred outside of Malaysia unless to a place where there are similar laws as PDPA, or you know they have adequate level of protection in relation to personal data processing. Apart from that, you know, I mean, data user may send personal data outside of Malaysia if they have obtained consent from the data subject themselves.
Okay. The other thing as well is, so all this with companies or individuals don't comply, what are the penalties?
Penalties vary. You pay a fine or serve a jail term or both. Now, this depends on the nature of the violation. It ranges from 100,000 ringgit to 500,000 and a jail term of 1 to 3 years or both.
Okay, yeah. Up to 500,000 ringgit.
Yes, correct.
Wow, that's serious stuff, man. Okay, so what are some, you know, you talk to your clients as well from HR to marketing. What are some mistakes you see organizations or individuals still making?
I think I'll start with individuals. As we talked just now, in Malaysia, we're so used to giving out our personal details without further thought of how it will be used and how it will be protected. We are more than happy to share our personal data, personal bio data in Facebook or any other social media. I think from now onwards, be aware of your rights. With PDPA in place, it's a step in the right direction in protecting our personal data. I think another common mistake that we find in companies is that they still fail to see the underlying risk and implication of non-compliance, which may lead to loss of customer and public confidence. And furthermore, they are not sure of how to get started in terms of compliance with the Act. My advice is act now. You know, get your people trained in understanding PDPA, or you may engage professional to help you in assessing your current level of compliance and advise you on how to move forward.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think at Deloitte, we have done a couple of training sessions open for the public, and the response has been pretty good. And that obviously shows that organizations find it important and they would want to know more about that.
Right. Yeah. So just think 3 years jail and 500,000 ringgit in penalties. That should get you going. And speaking to Joanna Liu from Deloitte Consulting Malaysia, talking about the Personal Data Protection Act. And tomorrow, Gabby Goh from Advertising and Marketing Magazine with her Marketing Mojo. I'm next here at the Beatles, rock and roll music, BFM 89.9.
The Resource Center on BFM 89.9. Is brought to you by Alliance Bank, where you're more than just a customer. With Alliance Bank, it's banking made personal.
BFM 89.9, the business station.